First Advent is always a little scary, I heard a theologian say this week, to which his colleague quipped, "Yeah, I like the baby Jesus best." He meant in contrast to this grown-up Jesus in Matthew who talks about thieves in the night and who interrupts our warm, fuzzy holiday feelings with apocalyptic fervor on the first day of every new church year. But we remember what the Greek word apocalypse means, right? It's not synonymous with the end of the world, with all due respect to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It simply means revelation. It's an unveiling of what has been unseen and is now coming out into the open. And whether we want to see those previously hidden things might depend on where we're standing. These apocalyptic gospel texts that begin every Advent with us should shake us, but not with fear. The revealing of what was hidden must shake us awake. The most repeated words from God's messengers through the Christmas narrative is, "Do not be afraid." We're also reminded in today's texts, "It is now the moment for you to wake from sleep." When what has been hidden begins to be uncovered, fear or disengagement are tempting responses. But Jesus says, "Wake up, pay attention." For example, when actor Will Smith says, "Racism is not getting worse, it's getting filmed," that is an apocalypse. That is a revealing of what has always lived under the cover of shadow and is now being seen by those who have been privileged enough to be ignorant to it. Do not be afraid to face it, though. Wake from sleep. Or, I have to say it, stay woke. That is, in one definition, be vigilant in violent times while adhering to hope. Wokeness is postmodern parlance for Matthew's notion of heeding signs and remaining awake to Jesus' second coming. Salvation is near. That's from Reverend Dr. Kenyatta Gilbert. Wake up, be vigilant, adhere to hope. As we begin the season of Advent, yet again, it can be tempting to think, well, we know where this is going. And, I mean, we do. On December 24th, God willing, we will again celebrate the birth of Jesus long ago in underwhelming surroundings with unimpressive attendance. We will celebrate it as a thing that happened. But the season of Advent shakes us awake to the thing that is always about to happen. Christ came in history and comes in mystery in the waiting places of our own lives. Jesus reminds us in Matthew not to think that the ordinary is ordinary. The two people in the field, off at work, the two people grinding meal, making dinner, were both going about their day. But only one was awake and one was asleep to the possibility of Christ breaking in and transforming the world. Do not be afraid, but wake up. Advent invites us to a posture of waiting. What are you waiting for? The question has already echoed through our worship. How does this question reverberate for you today? Is it a question you ask of God? As you see the planet groaning with the harm done to it, like the revealing of 24 billion liters of sewage washed into our Shadoke Creek? Do you ask what God is waiting for when you see the peoples of the earth displaced by war and greed and the hunger and homelessness in our own streets? There is so much that needs to be healed, God. What are you waiting for to come down and make things right? Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Another word from Isaiah. Or do you find yourself contemplating this question for yourself? What are you waiting for in this season? Are you waiting for joyful gatherings and cozy evenings? For good food and special gifts? Are you waiting for that big Christmas dinner you're hosting to be over so you can stop worrying about the details? Are you waiting for your shopping to be done? Are you waiting for people to stop talking about how many December invitations they have to juggle when your home feels somehow lonelier this year? Are you waiting for anything in particular, or are you just hoping to make it through the season? It can be hard to willingly give ourselves to the vulnerability of waiting, because it's a space in which we give up control. Waiting for an answer from God, for a diagnosis, for healing, for a new opportunity to come. When we enter those waiting rooms of life, we shut the door on our own ability to control the pace or the outcome. That can be at least a little bit scary, just like First Advent. But we remember again the messengers from God saying, "Do not be afraid." There are a lot of things we wait for as we near Christmas. There are plenty of things we're waiting for that have nothing to do with the calendar. Through the flurry of anticipation and the haze of questions without answers, how will you wait this Advent for the coming of Christ? It's a story we think we know because we hear it every year, and yet it's also still being written. The rhythm of the church year calls us into waiting with prophecy and with apocalyptic analogies. Today's prophecy from Isaiah points to a specific and somewhat distant place of God's coming, a mountain high above the rest, to climb and there learn the ways of peace in God's house. The apocalyptic words in Matthew point not to a grand summit, but to all of the ordinary places of our lives. Nowhere is too mundane or too familiar for Christ to sneak in by the back door and say, "Hey, I am here to do a new thing." Where are the places in your life where you are waiting for a word of hope right now? Where would you point and say, "There, Jesus, I need you to show up there for me"? Are you daring enough to specifically name that place in need of hope? And to stay awake this Advent, waiting and watching for the unexpected hour of Christ's coming? Maybe we get nervous of naming specific areas of our lives where we need God to show up in a new way, because what if nothing happens? What if everything stays the same? But I think that one thing Jesus tells us in this Matthew passage is that if we're awake and watching, there's always something that will happen that we might have missed otherwise, even if it's not quite what we expected. It's the unexpected things we miss when we're not paying attention. Where do you want to ask God to bring hope this Advent? What ordinary place of your life is in need of transformation? I want to show you two stories of places where I see God bringing hope through sneaking through the back doorways. I see Jesus breaking into the ordinary and making it holy, calling many different peoples together to learn the ways of peace. These are two stories that were aired on CBC, one in Montreal and one in Hamilton, and they are both about ways that MCEC congregations are sneaking into the ordinary parts of their cities and even the hard realities of their cities, asking what is needed, revealing what is often hidden, and shining the light of Christ. And it's sneaky because neither interview says they're Mennonites, but we know. The first video interviews Michel Monette, who is an MCEC catalyzer minister in Montreal and Ottawa, and his wife Lynn Renault is pastor at Hokma, an emerging MCEC congregation which runs this ministry that he's talking about.
This is CBC Montreal News.
Good evening, I'm Sonali Karnik. With this month's heavy snowfall and frigid conditions, it's been an unusual November, and that's putting a strain on homeless shelters, which are packed as people try to find a warm place to sleep. The Care Montreal Warming Centre is trying to help, but with the increase in demand, they're feeling the pressure. Matt Damo reports.
It's 6 p.m. and the dinner crowd's arriving. Volunteers hand out tickets. One ticket means access to one of 30 mattresses. Those who don't get a ticket can at least sit indoors overnight to stay warm. Michel Senecal has his ticket, and he knows what it would mean to sleep in the winter cold.
Dans un sac de couchage à moins 15 avec le vent, j'ai vu ce que c'est le froid. C'est pas humain. Il faut s'arranger pour éviter ça parce que c'est dangereux.
This month's unseasonable cold has hit Montreal's homeless community hard. Shelters across the city are overflowing, and the early winter conditions are catching people off guard.
We received a girl the other day that was right downtown. The police brought her to us, and then she was on a camisole with just a blanket. It was minus 15 outside. It was horrible.
The Royal Victoria Overflow Shelter will open next month, along with a warming center downtown. But for now, Care Montreal in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve is the only warming center open in the health network. Volunteers prepare a hot meal in the basement before everyone moves upstairs to head to bed.
And at 6, we go downstairs as a breakfast. And after that, we quit at 7 to reopening at 6. And all the hivernal season.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Ben, ça amène une sécurité à l'intérieur qu'on n'a pas à faire de l'angoisse, de l'anxiété, à savoir ben, comment est-ce que je vais réussir à passer la nuit avec moins 10, moins 15, moins 20.
But with so much demand, Care Montreal is overflowing too. They're looking at having more people stay warm in the basement when beds fill up. That means there's a need for more volunteers, too, to help out those with nowhere else to turn. Matt Damour, CBC News, Montreal.
And then a story in Hamilton about Matt Thompson, probably a familiar friend to many of us from the Commons, and about the hospitality that he and his wife, Jeanette, offer at their home and in their lives. Let's watch this story.
So what started me thinking that we need to do these community events is that, you know, I think this is an incredible city. It's a city I believe in. But I realize that there's people who are moving here who they have really strong family and social connections in other cities. But they might not know a lot of people here in this city yet. And I think it's kind of our role as people who live in this city to bring people together. I think life is hard. I think sometimes cities can come off as these cold, distant places. And I think it's really important for us to be able to do that. It's kind of what we're supposed to do. I meet people and I look at them and I say, you know what? You guys are the leaders of the future. You're the ones who are going to take this city to the next level. You're the ones with the ideas and the visions and the actions that are making this a better city, righting the wrongs that are there. And so my question to myself is always, what can I do to help? I'll be quietly in the background, but I'm always here to help. I'm here to assist. So just let me know, because I think we have incredible up-and-coming leaders, and I'm really excited to see where the city's going.
Christ is breaking into the ordinary and bringing hope. What are you waiting for? Where do you see places in need of hope? In yourself? In your neighborhood? In the world? What if the ordinary isn't so ordinary? What if anywhere is a place where Christ can break through our false securities, enter our waiting rooms, and open a new door? This week, be so bold as to name for yourself the place where you need Christ to break in and do something. And then stay awake and watch. It might be unexpected, but do not be afraid. I was going to close with a prayer that I forgot on my desk. And I don't remember it well enough. But it's... No, I think I do remember it. We're going to try it because it's a body prayer, and so it's not just words, and so it's easier to remember. And so I'm hoping it's something that you can carry through the week. And if you want a copy of it, it's in the prayer room with other things as well. Let's see if I can remember this. I'm going to say it once, and if I get it right, then we'll say it together. God of hope, may your hope grow within me. May your hope encircle me. May your hope reach beyond me. Amen. Look at that. The body remembers. If you would like to rise to do these actions, please do that with me. So we'll say it through a few times until you remember it too. God of hope, may your hope grow within me. May your hope encircle me. May your hope reach beyond me. Amen. God of hope, may your hope grow within me. May your hope encircle me. May your hope reach beyond me. Amen. God of hope, may your hope grow within me. May your hope encircle me. May your hope reach beyond me.